Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's very special GY3 Success Team call. I'll be your host this evening. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. We have a loaded call for you this evening. For those of you that are with us live, you know we just did a roll call. We have associates in this organization plugged in live on the call from across the continent. And, of course, many of you, welcome to those of you as well. Many of you will be listening to this on a replay just to, in the back office on gy3successteam.com. And make sure, for those of you that are with us live, that you've been to gy3successteam.com and you create your members' accounts. You can access the back office, the replays, and all the training materials that we put into the back office. Folks, I am so excited to be with you this evening. Here we are, we're wrapping up the month of January 2019. I'm going to be telling you, I'm going to remind you with all of my strength and passion and power how quickly a calendar year goes by in your business here in the organization. I need you to know that. I need you to act with urgency and intensity and intentionality. And so I'm going to continue to remind you just how fast we go. We are blowing through the first month of the new year. And I want you to remember all the promises you've been keeping for yourself and for your family and for your business. Do not take casually this incredible opportunity that you and I have in our hands. I want you to hear from some folks that are taking this business seriously. We have a testimonial for you this evening to kick off the call. So I'm going to now take the call to the great state of Kentucky, to Adam and Alicia Thompson, $200,000 ring earners, and leading our team's international expansion by building an incredible organization of doers and producers and great quality professionals. And I'm not sure who I've got on the call, of the two of you or maybe both of you, but Adam and Alicia, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner. It's just me on the speaker line here. But I appreciate your time here on the call just to really just give a praise to Marissa Hale, who I was speaking with her earlier, and she was just telling me about some of her activity and what she's doing, and she kind of nonchalantly said, well, and I just realized I have made this much of money in the last 30 days, and she kept going on, and I really was like, what? Wait, what? And I was just blown away, and, you know, she's been in the business since September when she joined us. She and her family made it to Nashville, and they are they're going to be in Dallas with us as well. But I really just wanted to have Marissa talk on the phone on the call just for a minute, so you can hear a little of her testimony and how she's doing what she's doing, and the amazing miracle that it's not even a miracle; it's just it's doing the work that she's achieved.
Thank you so much, Alicia. It does feel like a miracle, though. I will say, and I do go back to this almost weekly, if not daily, well, definitely weekly, if not daily. When I had my first welcome phone call with you, Jim, and you said, you know, your business will not be made with a $20,000 day, and your business will not be broken with a $0 day. It's your daily diligences that you do. And when you said that, it struck all the chords in my heart that were correct, and it has stuck with me. And today, towards the end of January here, I am realizing, and when I said to Alicia, I said, yes, you know, Robert and I were sitting down and I was doing some financial planning for our household, and I realized I've made $1,200 in my Legal Shield business in the last 30 days. And the truth is Robert recognized it, because I had been checking my Legal Shield back office, of course, and seeing, you know, last commission, $118, last commission, $143. And I was like, okay, so, I mean, I'm doing it. I'm doing the work. I'm doing the daily diligences, and I'm getting a couple hundred dollars, you know, regularly from every time I'm out. And but I had missed a large entry when I put many applications in. They were six. And so, and I was a senior associate at the time, and I've even leveled up since then. I'm a manager now. And the affirmation from my upline and from my team in leveling up to become a manager, that was so beyond refreshing and encouraging that people are cheering me on for the daily diligences that I'm doing. And I'd also like to say that I do homeschool our five-year-olds, and it does not often feel like I'm doing anything daily. Sometimes it feels like it is on the fly and, wow, yep, needed to get that done. Let's stick that in really fast. However, you know, just for example, and this is when I love when my worlds converge and align, and by that I mean homeschooling and who I am as a person and my Legal Shield business and being a wife and a mom. I was out with a friend supporting her in her business, learning about something that she was doing. I had my daughter with me, and when we left, we were out at a public place in my business. Of course, I'm in the group sales for Legal Shield, and so I said, well, let me talk to the owner of the business since I'm already here, introduce myself and get his card. And the woman I was meeting with, my friend, knows the owner of that business where we were meeting, so that was already a shoe-in, a hand in the hand. I just was able to say, you know, hi, Jason. I'm here with Shauna today, and thank you so much for allowing her and us to use your facility. It's beautiful. And let me tell you a little bit about me. I got his business card. He's excited for me to come in and speak to his team. And honestly, that took about almost as long as it just took me to say it right here on the phone. And I have a new, we've already gone through the decision maker meeting already because I talked to him when I was right there, and he's looking at the dates to get back to me and tell me when I can come in and talk to his team. And now that I'm a manager, the commissions I'll be making doing the exact same work that I've been doing from the beginning will be higher. They support my family. And Adam and Alicia are always encouraging me with how am I doing self-improvement and educating myself. I've been listening to Jim Rohn, not to mention these conference calls. And Jim said, you know, when you make your money, it's 10, 10, 10, and 70. And that's what I was looking at this weekend with Robert, my husband, and saying, okay, well, my $1,200, I want to tithe some, I want to save some, and I want to invest some. And honestly, the investing some is going to be back into me and my business. We're going to Dallas. I've earned the money for us to have the tickets, honey. So it just has been incredible. I appreciate you all for your daily diligences to have these phone calls and to be consistent and positive and encouraging. It really has made a difference in my life and my family's life, and I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much for sharing that for a few minutes, and especially on such late notice. But it really just struck me, you know, I know your life. I know a lot of the things you're involved in, and you know, just to see truly firsthand that a lot of people can come up with many, many excuses. You know, myself included. But to see that success with everything else that you're involved in, you know, that just is a reminder to me, and it should be a reminder to everyone. Like there is no excuse. And this is also the beauty of this business, that it just can be so well incorporated into where we are at the moment, what we're doing, when we're here and there. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes we try again. But thank you, Marissa, for just keeping your head down, doing the work, and you're definitely so much more just system dependent, and you check in occasionally, and we check in occasionally, and we're really, really proud of your efforts. Mr. Tanner, thanks so much for letting Marissa share on the call tonight.
Alicia, thank you, and Marissa, thank you. And it's my pleasure, and it's valuable to everybody listening to hear your success story. And there's some key takeaways there, and I know Mark Richards is listening, and I'm sure he's excited to hear your story as well. But I took away, or what jumped out to me was some key components. Number one is that Marissa, you are doing the activity. And so and the reason that jumps out at me is because I've known folks who do some activity and it doesn't quite yield the results they expected. or they feel like maybe there needs to be just a total, just kind of throw it all away and start over with something else. And I think it's just so important to remember that often it's a small adjustment, right? I think about the lesson when Jesus said, throw your net to the right side of the boat. It wasn't a big change. It wasn't stop fishing. It was just throw your net to the right side of the boat. And I have watched and paid attention, as Marissa, as you continue to adjust and define your business and your daily practices. Also, it jumps out at me that we cannot keep our opportunity a secret. Because, you know, and I've said about my personal experience in our business, I got into this business a long time ago, long before I had children. But when my daughter was born and I realized the opportunity and the advantage that I had to be able to be home, I think about your story and homeschooling your child and having options and choices that are not readily available to everybody else around us, or at least they don't think that those options are readily available to them. And we know the truth, and we can't keep that truth a secret. That's why I'm so glad that not only does this organization protect families perhaps better than any other organization that's ever marketed Legal Shield. I mean, whether that's across the kitchen table, over a cup of coffee, or in a group of employees at their job, we protect families. But that is not our whole duty. A big part of our duty is to pay forward the opportunity that was shared with us and to go out and build a team, recruit, and share the options that this incredible business provides for families. So, Marissa, thank you for that. And my final thought on that is I love your commitment to Dallas. Isn't it interesting? The same challenges are really on the doorstep of many people listening to the call right now. They're saying, I can't afford to get to Dallas. But I know that Marissa and her husband committed to be in Dallas, and they allowed the universe to conspire alongside of their hard work to be able to make it affordable and possible, because the business provided the income once the business owners provided the intensity and the conviction that they were going to be at the event. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there in Dallas with your organization as well. I want to also recognize our top recruiters for the month to date so far. And for those of you who may not have seen our new top recruiter report, you know, we've talked about top recruiters for a long time. And you used to, up until now, you would have to wait until the call so you could hear from me or someone else the list of the top recruiters. Well, now each and every one of us has a live top recruiter leaderboard, top recruiters and top producers leaderboard. And the place to access that is log into your harvardbenefits.com agent access, go into the AMS and click on the dashboard button. Scroll down to the second section, and you will now see team leaderboards. And I just want to celebrate our top recruiters. This call is about recruiting. You'll also see when you go into yours the top producers month to date. These are the folks that are out there exposing our opportunity, following up professionally and with intentionality with those people they've exposed, and getting those folks the information they need so they can make the decision to join our business. First of all, we have several people kind of tied up, so it's all knotted up here. We have many folks with three associates so far for the month in January 2019. Carla Lewis Green with three, Mike Jackson with three associates, Terry Mortimer with three, Anna Markova with three associates, Maggie Newton with three associates, and Susan Pellegrinetti, all with three new associates this month. Think about what that represents. That's new people launching their business, getting their part of the American dream. But it also represents those recruiters expanding their business, building new distribution points across the United States and Canada. With four new associates so far for the month, Mr. Christopher Corley. Also with four new associates for the month, Alicia Thompson, Rich Miller, and Michael Dagan, all with four new associates for the month. Folks, that's the new members of the family. That's the birth. That's the spring water feeding the pond. That's the new blood, the lifeblood of our business. I challenge each and every one of you to join me in helping us to build this forward and get even more folks involved in our business. Now, without any further ado, I want to take the call to our trainer and speaker for the evening. He is a mentor to all of us. He is the leader of this organization, a member of the Platinum World Council, which means that he sits at the table that actually allows the decision-making. His voice helps to shape not just the current Legal Show company, but its future as well. He's a $700,000 ring earner and a Platinum Executive Director, a Millionaire Club member, but more importantly, someone who has stood in the path and assisted others in becoming six- and seven-figure income earners. He has changed the lives of so many folks. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome from Cookeville, Tennessee, Mr. Mark Riches.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. Congratulations to everyone plugging in on the call this evening. I'm still getting used to these Monday evening calls. I always feel like I want to be free on Monday night, but it feels good to be free on Thursday night. So appreciate all those that have made the transition to Monday night. I like kicking off our week. And Mr. Tanner, I agree with everything you've said. Congratulations to all those top recruiters. And those numbers will update tomorrow morning as Legal Shield updates their stats, and I'm excited. I know we've got some at 5 already, and we've got, you know, 3 good solid days left to close out this month. It's going to be a massive recruiting month, one of our biggest recruiting months ever. So congratulations to everyone for a tremendous effort. Production's good. I've been on conference calls all day today, several with the field leaders, also with Legal Shield, had 2 conference calls with them, and it's an exciting time. We've got a lot of great stuff happening. Congratulations to Marissa and Robert Hale. Great job to them on hitting that manager level. And I've met them a couple times and had lunch with them here in Cookeville, and they're just a class act, just like Adam and Alicia. So I'm super excited to have them on the team up there in Kentucky and just keep up the great work of recruiting and developing a team and selling plans and empowering people. That's what we do. Jim and I have been working really hard on a few projects with our GY3 program. I don't want to spend a lot of time here because I've got a little training segment I want to talk about tonight, but I just wanted to give you a quick update. We will be launching hopefully February 1st. We're really pushing hard to get it done. There's a lot of new videos we're doing, but we'll be launching our new exposure website, gy3tv.com. There's a channel guide up in the back office. You can start getting familiar with it, but we plan to do a full training on this as we launch it out. But this is going to be an exposure tool that you can use. You can send your prospects there. And similar to the current system we use with the AMS, they'll be able to go there, watch a video, and then request information or access the training. So with this new system, they'll be able to go and access the training right then without you in the middle, and it's going to be really good. And then we're working on the training site that they'll be able to go through. And once they create their training account, which is really just a username and password and a little information on, you know, where they live, it's just city and state and phone number and email. That's the contact. That stuff is sent to you. It's logged in your system, and you're able to track them through the training. The whole training is going to be about 90 minutes, 100 minutes, so it's a lot shorter than our current training that we're using on the Harvard site. I'm excited about that. And so, again, expose them on the GY3TV site, and then we're going to take them to the training site, or it will automatically take them to the training site. And then they can go through that, and at the end of the training site, they've got an option to become a Legal Shield member, become a Legal Shield associate, or get more information. So I'm excited. It's going to be a lot simpler process, but it's taken a little longer than we planned to get it all put together. And so just bear with us. It's obviously not slowing down anyone in recruiting because our numbers are great this month. I believe this might be one of our biggest recruiting months in a couple years. So just keep up the good work. Know that we're working behind the scenes. We're also developing a new associate training, which will be a little more in-depth. Internally, once they go to the GY3 site and create their account, then they'll be able to have a full training in there with even more information. So, again, we'll break it all down. You don't need to really understand it. I just wanted to let you know that we've got a lot of time and resources into that, and it's getting very close. But the problem is we can't launch a part of it. I thought we could, and I've talked about it, but when we launch a part and the other part doesn't work, it doesn't work very well. So we're just going to make sure we got the whole system in place, and it's coming together very, very well. I'm very excited. I'll tell you this, and Jim, I think you agree. I'm pumped about it. Like, I'm up at night thinking, man, how fast can we get this done? And we're cranking out the videos and the tools, and the sites are all up. The website stuff's done. Usually you're waiting for your IT department. That's not what we're waiting on. And we've got a little conflict right now because we're closing up one of the biggest months ever, and people are busy, and we're trying to get their videos done and testimonials done. But we're working hard to get all that finished up for you. And I promise once we launch it out, it's going to be super great. And it's going to make it easier. It's going to make it faster. But don't wait till that comes. What you need to do is get a team in place right now. So there's several skills that we could talk about tonight. There's a set of skills. I used to do a training on the 4 skills or the 5 skills, and there's no really certain number. But I think one skill, this is just a few skills that I think are necessary if you want to go to the top in this business. But one is just the learning skill. I meet a lot of people all the time that don't have that skill. They don't learn very well. They talk. They have the talking skill, but not the learning skill. And that really ties into our personal development and becoming more and becoming better. And you know, I think that's a foundational skill for a lot of what we do. Another skill is the skill of selling and closing. That's one of the first skills I learned, is how to sell this product and how to close, how to present it, and how to follow up and close the plan. And it made me a lot of money. I made $1 million just selling the plan. And there's some people out there, that's the skill they have. And then there's the recruiting skill, and that's really about building relationships. And it's not just about signing people up, but it's building rapport and relationships and working with people. And, again, follow-up is a big part of that. Mastering the mundane, I'll put that down, because I was on the phone today for about an hour, and it gets mundane. A lot of people weren't home, and I got tired, and I'm like, oh, where are all the people? And, you know, that's how it is. It's mastering the mundane. It's recruiting. And then there's the training and coaching skill. Boy, we've got some phenomenal trainers in our organization and within Legal Shield. And hopefully you've been plugging into all the calls, listening to the incredible talent people have developed. But there's a skill. It's not, you know, just because you think you can train and coach doesn't mean you can train and coach. Just like people, just because you think you can sing doesn't mean you can sing. So there's a skill development there, and that's something that, you know, leadership and training and coaching is something that you're always working on and developing, at least I am. And then there's the skill of promoting, and that's what I want to really hone in today, because this is a skill that if you will take some time and learn it and develop it, see, it's not something you can just turn on and say, oh, yeah, I'm a great promoter now. Promotion is a skill. Like, think about the piano as a skill. You know, you can't just sit down at a piano and learn the piano in an hour or on a conference call. Like, there's going to be some people that hang up the call and say, now I know everything there is to know about promotion. Well, no. I mean, it's a skill. You've been introduced to it, and we've talked about it, and you know it probably a little more than you did, but you got to now work on the skill. And that's the practice, right? It's like the piano. You got to practice, and you got to and let me give you a quick overall test. If you've got access to your AMS, you can just go right to your first page of agents there, and you can give yourself a quick litmus test on how you're doing at getting people on the conference calls, because we put a call icon on that page, and that is anyone that's been on the, and this will be on the TMS in the new GY3 system too, but this is anyone that's been on our conference calls in the last 30 days. And it's also anyone that's listened to a playback of that call in the last 30 days. So it doesn't show if they were on this morning's call, and it doesn't show if they've just been on tonight's call. It shows if they've been on any call in the last 30 days. Now, there's 25 agents that show up on that first page. You know, think about it. There should be 20 icons at least showing, but the average out there is 4 or 5. And what it shows me is that we don't have a very good skill at promoting events and promoting conference calls, particularly in that area. So That's what I want to talk about tonight, and I want to talk about how to increase that. Another way to kind of test how am I doing is not if you're registered for Dallas. Okay, that has no promotion skill in it. That's just a registration skill, which is pretty easy to teach. Just go to the site and register. You're done. Now you know. Now you got the skill. Okay, here's the skill, getting others to go to Dallas. And how you're doing at that, you can pull a report right in your back office of how many people on your team are going to Dallas. And you ought to look at that. And that's a good litmus test. Is kind of like a snapshot of how you're doing at building for events, how you're doing at building for conference calls. And that's just some of this promotion skill that we're going to talk about tonight. So anyway, let's hone in on that, talk about promoting. Well, what do we promote? One is conference calls. And I'm telling you what, we've had some of the best conference calls this year so far. On our Monday morning B2B call, we've had Scott Brooks launch the year off, and then we had Dave Paperno last week, which I thought he did. That was probably one of the very best calls I've ever heard from Mr. Dave Paperno, and it was in the top five calls that I've ever heard. I mean, it was really, really good. I think he called it the 37 most common objections. And then we have this morning, on this morning's B2B, this is just the B2B call, we've had Rachel Lawton on the call, a $100,000 earner, and I thought she did a phenomenal job. So you've got those B2B calls, you've got all the Legal Shield calls that are going on, which are all calls that we can promote and plug people into. You've got the special Spanish call, you've got the Ladies of Justice call, you know, you've got sizzle calls. I mean, there's a lot of calls going on. Then we've got this Monday night leader, you know, team call that's another call that you can promote and people into. And how's the best way to do a call? I'll just tell you, Susan Pellegrinetti, I went to hers today, and she had 14 of the 25 people on her first page on a call recently. And the reason I went and looked at her is she comes in here at 8 o'clock, sometimes 8:15 on a Monday morning. And let me just tell you, she, and I just want to congratulate her, she hit senior manager today, so well done, and we'll put a picture of her up with her plaque tomorrow. But she comes in here, and for 40 minutes and 45 minutes, she is on the phone, because she's right across the hall from my office, and she is on the phone doing exactly what I'm saying to do, and that is call your team and promote the call. And she's just going through and calling everyone that's focused on business solutions and getting them on that business solutions training call. And she has probably, I don't know, you can look at your first page. If you have more, text me. Let me know. I want to mention your name. But 14 was pretty good. These are just agents of her in her AMS. But she's really doing a good job promoting the call. And what I really am impressed with is she doesn't just make a few calls or talk to a few people. She just keeps calling and calling and calling and calling. She probably does 30 to 40 calls on a Monday morning before the call starts. I see sometimes, you know, I get on the call early, and I see people sitting on this call. Well, I know they don't understand this principle of promoting because they're sitting on waiting for a conference call that's going to start in 8 or 10 minutes. Well, what should they be doing? They should be calling their team and calling their prospects even, and getting people. And if you don't have a team and all you have is prospects, call your prospects and get them on the call. Any one of those calls these three Monday morning calls would have been phenomenal for a prospect, I think. They wouldn't have been a prospect after the call. And we had $250,000 earners, and then this morning $100,000 earner. Just fantastic stuff. And I hope you're, as a team leader, listening in on those calls, plugging in and getting that information and then promoting that to your organization. Another thing, and so that's conference calls. And that, to me, that's a nice one because it, you know, it's kind of like, well, I messed up. I didn't call anyone this morning. I didn't call anyone tonight. Okay, we'll start it all again. There's lots of other calls going on this week you can promote. There's the Spanish call, the Ladies of Justice call, and then we'll have all of those calls, same thing next week. And we send out the emails, and we let you know who's on the call. I'll be handling the call next Monday morning, February 4th, so you can promote that. And we've got a phenomenal lineup. We've got the calls outlined on, I look at a sheet here on my wall, for the entire first 6 months of 2019. And so plug in and promote. And Jim Tanner said this a few weeks ago on this call. It does no good if the call's happening or the event's happening or the webinar's happening and you're not plugging people into it. It does no good for you. It doesn't benefit you one bit if all this is happening and you're not taking advantage of it. One more thought on a conference call. Let's say you did the master of the mundane and you made all the calls and you promoted, and I'm going to talk about what does that mean, promoting, because there's a big difference between informing and promoting. I'm going to close with that. But what if you did all that and you got 10 people on the call this morning? Well, that's 100 hours of training, motivation, you know, poured into your team, 100 hours, and it costs you 20 or 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes to promote. That's it. So the return on that is really great, that you spend 30, 40 minutes promoting and you get 100 hours of benefit from it. Because any one of you that were on that call this morning with Rachel Lawton, I mean, you know, when we hung up, I was like pumped. I was ready for the day. I was excited to go out and contact companies. So that's what those calls are designed to do and benefit you. So keep that in mind. That's promoting of conference calls. Okay, here's another one, promoting of trainings. Now, when I say trainings, there's a lot of different types of trainings. There's online trainings. We've got all the certification trainings, which are phenomenal. I mean, I think back 5 years ago what we had compared to what we have today, it's just night and day. We've got some phenomenal trainings available. And then there's live trainings. I had Mike Riches in California two Saturdays ago, and then he was in, this is a briefing, it wasn't a training, but he was in Salt Lake City last Thursday. I had two people on my team. They weren't guests, but two associates on my team at that briefing in Salt Lake City. I promoted it, and Mike, you know, spent special time with them. It was awesome. And you might say, well, that's your brother. Well, yeah, we announced that he was going to be in Salt Lake City. And you know, I just went to work and contacted people. Did I invite two? No, I invited six, and two showed up. Six and two. Two showed up. That's how it works. And then he was in Phoenix, Arizona. Some of you had people in Mike's training in Phoenix, Arizona on Saturday. It was a B2B certification training. It was excellent. I mean, it was awesome. I had phenomenal feedback from it. That's the types of things I'm talking about. Those trainings are happening all over the country. Rachel Lawton mentioned a training she's doing in, I think it was Minneapolis, Detroit. I think it was Detroit, Michigan. No, Minneapolis, St. Paul. I think it's the Twin Cities she's going to do this Saturday, a basic group sales training. But there's trainings like that all over, okay? And we'll talk in a minute where to find those. But it's really just listening, right? It's being aware, and when we start going over the calendar, and look at the calendar. Here's another one, webinars. About every 6 weeks, we do a webinar for our team, and the history of those is in the HRMC back office right now. But last Friday, we did a webinar with Miss Abby Parker. I'm telling you what, it was a webinar that can be used in any – I mean, it was focused on business solutions and setting up decision-maker meetings, but I think it's very applicable to recruiting because it's really about building relationships and winning trust and developing rapport with people. And so that's a training I would highly recommend to my team, everyone on my team. It was one of the best webinars we've ever had. $300,000 income earner sitting there for an hour talking about building relationships. It was incredible. Well, that's something we could promote. And, you know, we advertise it. We put it on Facebook. We send an email out. We send a text reminder out. But none of that is promotion. I mean, it's a form of promotion. It's more about informing. And what we need your help with is promoting. One last thing I'll throw in here is the events. There's events happening all over, all the time. I spoke a little about this last week. There's events happening all the time. How are we taking advantage of those? That's the question. There's a lot of events in the past. how did we take advantage of them? Well, if you didn't, that's okay, but that's water under the bridge. Now we got to look forward. Mr. Jim Tanner was so gracious. He did a training video today on how we can look up events. And if you go to the, let's just go to the GY3 site. I'll go there with you. And I want to get this right. When you go right to the site and you log in the member access area, right there under training, there's a new little video called Using the Legal Shield Calendar. Okay, that's the video he did. It's real short, and it's just a real short video on how to use the calendar. Or you can go to the calendar, which is in the toolbar, and then right next to the Legal Shield Calendar button is a little video, and that's the same video. A little video icon, just click on that, and that'll show you that video. And it shows you how to use the Legal Shield Calendar effectively. And what I'm going to do, just to give you an example, I'm going to pull up this Saturday. So I'm going to just pull up predefined searches. I'm going to use major events, okay? So I just let it load. You just click major events under predefined searches, and then it takes a second, and it'll load. And it'll load all the major events. And so, you know, you can see all those all over the country. But I'm going to scroll down here. Boy, I'm looking at February or January 12th. That was a huge 57 events going on all over the country. God, I hope we took advantage of all those. Those were great. And then here, I'm now on the 19th. That's last Saturday. There was a bunch of stuff going then. And now I'm going, excuse me, no, that was 19th, 26th. There's three. Now I'm looking at February 2nd. I got Jeff Bell, who's going to be in the Gulf Coast Regional, Super Regional. They've got a big announcement they're making in Alabama, and you can click on that and get all the information about the event right there. And we're talking Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, is going to be there. On the same day, you got Chris Hughes, a $250,000 earner, Millionaire Club member, up in the Hampton Roads Super Saturday. See how you can build your team. You can build, you know, you might say, well, I don't have any people in Alabama. That is like the definite reason you want to get people to that event. You need a team in Alabama. Imagine McDonald's saying, we don't have any stores in Alabama. No, you got to have stores all over Alabama. Well, you and I have to have outlets all over Alabama. So that's why we got to build there. How many executive directors do you have in Alabama? You know, not enough. And so you could have one of your people attending that event with Jeff Bell. They get inspired, they get focused, and they become an executive director on your team. Hampton Roads, I mean, Chris Hughes, great trainer. Illinois Super Saturday, I talked about this. Chicago, we've got Darnell Self, Platinum World member, $1 million earner. He's going to be there. He's a phenomenal speaker, phenomenal presenter, and he's going to be in Chicago on this Saturday. We should have more guests there in our team than any other organization. That's what I'm talking about. I need you to get on the phone tomorrow and promote and build to that event. Also, Darnell Self is going to be making a major announcement, a big announcement. I'm not able to tell you, but I know what the announcement is. It's big. And he's going to be making that announcement at the Illinois Super Saturday. There's only two places in the world you can hear those announcements Saturday. One is Jeff Bell in Alabama, and the other is Darnell Self in Illinois. There's no other place you can go to hear that massive announcement. That announcement affects you and me. It affects everyone in those states. And you want to get as many people to those events as you can. And if that wasn't enough, you've got in Southfield, Michigan, a Super Saturday with Melissa Wilder, a $300,000 income earner, all happening this Saturday. All of that's right on the events calendar. And all I clicked is major events. There's other events going on. Those are just the major ones. What does that mean? They've got a big, high-profile speaker, like a Platinum or a corporate executive speaking at the events. That's how you plug into them. But Mr. Tanner did a great job on that little video, and it goes through exactly how to use the calendar to build into these events all over the country. All over the country you can build into. You can, anyway, so let's talk about, just in closing here, I just got a few more minutes, but I want to talk about promoting versus informing. This is so important to understand because people say, well, I called all the people. Okay, I talked to a gal today and she only had one person on her front page that had plugged into any conference call. And I said, we just got to get better at this. And she goes, I send a text to him. I make the calls. I said, whatever you're doing, stop doing. Because whatever you're doing does not work. And I wasn't trying to be rude or anything. I was just saying you're not getting results. You're not getting people on the calls. But most of what's missing is the skill. There's very little skill needed to inform people. Meaning if I said, Jim, get on the text reminders, text GY3 now to this number, there's not really any skill involved in that. You text the number and you're on, and now you're going to get a text reminder of our conference calls and other special training events. That's it. There's no skill in showing you where the calendar is, but there's also no really promotion in that. That's more of informing. Telling someone about the event, sending them an email. You can do a little promotion on a text, but it's not as effective as a voice. But doing all that is mostly falls under the category of informing. We inform people. We send out the text reminders. We send out the email. You know, we sent emails today out for this call. It doesn't mean everyone that got the emails on the call, because there was lack of promotion. And so promotion is all about emotion. If you're going to take one note, write that one down. Promotion is all about emotion. So let's kind of backtrack. I talked about the Darnell Self and Jeff Bell event. I promoted the event. My goal was to raise your excitement level, not artificially. Everything I said is true. It's going to be probably bigger, the announcement's bigger than you think. I mean, it's big. But I used emotional words like, this is going to be big. This is a major thing. This is something that, you know, is only going to happen there. And those are all emotion words that I use to help promote that event. So when you call up a guy in Chicago tomorrow and you say, hey, John, I just want to let you know Darnell Self's going to be in Chicago, and you pulled up the information at the Hyatt or wherever it is on Saturday, and I, you know, Darnell's a really great trainer and speaker. I think you ought to go. How much emotion? What emotional words did you use? Zero. How effective was it? Not very effective. And that's, I'm afraid, what we do a lot of times. And we say, hey, and you hang up and you say, hey, I did good. I did just what Mark said on that Monday call. He talked about promoting. I just called my guy, got out of my comfort zone. I called my guy, and I got him, you know, I told him about the event. Well, here's the problem. You didn't use emotion. Okay? You used language, but you didn't add the emotion that was needed. So let me give you an example. Let me call John. Now, this is a skill I've learned. It's a skill that you develop. It's not you might hang up and say, well, I'm bad at promoting. Yeah, you might be. But that doesn't mean you can't get good at promoting, right? Just because you're bad at spelling doesn't mean you have to always be bad at spelling. You can learn how to spell. You can learn how to type. You can learn a lot of things. My daughter, she's 15. I was going to say she's bad at driving. She drives a lot on the farm here. She's probably pretty good at driving. But, you know, a 10-year-old's not very good at driving a car. That doesn't mean they're never going to be a good driver. So just don't buy into where you are now. That's why we're having the call tonight. That's what it's all about, is personal development and becoming better. But here's the thing. You know, think about how you're using your emotion. So let's call John up. I say, John, just got off a conference call with Mark Riches, $700,000 income earner. And he told me about an event that's going to be going on in your backyard. I mean, it's down in Chicago, just an hour away. We're 2 hours away. We're 4 hours away. How far are you from Chicago? 4 hours. Oh, thank goodness. There's an event going on this Saturday, and it's really a chance of a lifetime event. They're going to be making a major. Mr. Riches would not tell me what it was about. He didn't give me any details, but he said it's one of the biggest announcements that's ever made in Illinois. It's going to be made this weekend at that event. Now, this could be a prospect. This could be an associate. Whatever. It doesn't matter. You just got to promote them. You got to get them there. Hopefully they're an associate by the time you get them there. Okay? But another thing you could say is this is now you could promote the speaker. This is Darnell Self. He earns $1 million a year income from this business. And he's going to be speaking in Chicago at this venue. You can tell him where it's going to be this Saturday. And I just wanted to really encourage you to go. Is that something you think you can make? And just, you know, you can be real with him and talk to him, but that's adding some emotion to it. And if it's a voicemail, you can even add more. You can say, hey, John, Mark Rich is here. Man, I'm so glad I got your voicemail. This is a really important information I'm going to share with you. There's an event going on this Saturday in Chicago, and it's going to be a game-changer event. They're going to have, in fact, they're flying in from Maryland, Darnell Self, who's a million-dollar income earner with Legal Shield, to make the announcement. And they're going to be making a major announcement this Saturday in Chicago. And I want you to be there firsthand because it's going to be a game changer. And I want you to be there to listen to that information. Give me back a call at your earliest convenience so that we can so I can get you all the details so you can plug in. Something like that. Now that's a 6:45 promotion call. I'm tired. I get up at 4:30 or 5, so I've had a long day today. But I'll tell you what, you got to add the emotion, you got to add the excitement, and you got to promote events. Jeff Bell in Alabama, I believe it's Birmingham, but you can look on the sheet there to see. Let me click on it, Gulf Coast Super Regional. Don't worry, I'm not going to go through all this. But, yeah, Birmingham, Alabama, Hilton Garden Inn. I mean, get them there. This is going to be good. This is going to be a big event. Everything I said about Chicago is ditto for Alabama. For the Birmingham event with Jeff Bell. They're flying the CEO of the company from Oklahoma to Birmingham to make this event. And that's why I wanted to call you, because you're in Alabama. And this affects people in Alabama. And this is big. This is a big announcement. This is a major game-changing announcement. And I want you to be there firsthand. You can move people through the pipeline through this process. Say you've got a prospect in Birmingham, call them up and say, hey, we've got actually the CEO of Legal Shield, so if you're willing to get started right now, get through the training, you know, I can give you access to that event this Saturday. And, you know, move them through. Use these events to pull people through the system. Again, all of these events and all the conference calls and all the webinars and all the trainings are going to happen, you know, with or without your use of them. But I can tell you, in my 23 years, I've never seen such caliber of events, such access to information that we have today to build with. I mean, I think back when I started, I don't want to spend a bunch of time on that, but we didn't have any events. There was no calendar. There was no internet. If Dave Savula went to speak somewhere, he might have announced it on a conference call, but that's the only way we got that information. But today we're in the information knowledge mode, and we have access to all of this information at our fingertips, and I'm just challenging you to take advantage of it. Know where the events are happening. Become a master of all that. Learn the skill of promoting. Become a master at adding emotion to it. Jim Tanner is a phenomenal promoter. He was the driest promoter when I first met him. Like, he didn't know how to promote anything. I remember I brought him in one time to do a video, and he wouldn't smile, and he wouldn't be excited, and he just looked at the camera strange, and I, you know, I was like, ugh, I'm not going to be using that video. That was Jim Tanner, and he understood that that's a skill that if he wanted to build a massive team, which he's put in place, that he's got to develop that skill, and he went to work. And he's got better and better and better, and now he's better than me. I can listen to him, and I go, man. I call him all the time and say, Jim, can you promote that, or can you say something about that? Why? Because he's better than me. I call Scott Brooks. He's a master promoter. He's a master promoter. My brother's getting some really good skills in this area. I'm telling you, none of us started with them. But if you want to build a massive team and you want to have a productive organization, this is a skill that you really want to hone in on, and it's not too hard to learn. It's just about using some powerful words, like huge, and oh my gosh, I'm so glad I got hold of you. And this, and you know, here's how you don't promote the Monday call. Hey, John, just wanted to let you know we got the call again this morning. It's every Monday, 9 a.m. So hope you can listen in. Talk to you soon. Bye. That, you might as well not make that call. The text can handle that, okay? Here's a good way to make a Monday morning call. And let me promote our speaker this morning, Rachel. Hey, I'll do a voicemail, okay? Because you can promote on voicemail. That's another good note. You can promote on voicemail a lot better than a text or an email. So you get the voicemail. You say, hey, John, Mark Rich is here. Hey, I just want to let you know, I just found out that a gal by the name of Rachel Johansson, or Rachel, what's her name? It wasn't Johansson we found out, but she got married. But Rachel Lawton is going to be speaking on our call tomorrow morning. Rachel's a $100,000 income earner, and some of the information she's going to be sharing is going to be critical to helping you in this business. So I wanted to make sure that you have that clear on your schedule. It's at 9 a.m. and always talk in their time zone. So it's at 10 o'clock your time, Monday morning. You're on the text reminder, so of course you've got the phone number. So remember, promoting conference calls not about telling them the phone number. They should have that because you got them on the text alerts. But it's about getting them on the call. And this is going to be a powerful call. And so I wanted to make sure that you were on it, and I've challenged every person on my team to be on that call tomorrow morning. I don't want you to be the only one not on the call. So it'll show me in the system once you're on the call, and I'll join you on there tomorrow morning. Talk to you then. Something like that, you know, where you add the emotion, you add the excitement, and it's a one chance of a lifetime. It's a one-time call. Here's another thing you could have added on Rachel. We've never had her on the call before. You might not know all those things, but you can get with your sponsor and say, hey, I want to do some promotion of this call. What can you tell me about Rebecca Baker? And they should be able to help fill you in on a few facts about that person. And we try and put some of that in the email that we send out promoting the speaker on that call. So hopefully that's helpful to you to help us become better promoters. Why do we want to become better promoters? We want to take advantage of these events. These are, just like I spoke about 2 weeks ago, using other people's money and other people's time. There's never been a better set of events going on and set of conference calls going on than right now. Let's seize that opportunity, take advantage of it, and build our teams with it. And with that, Mr. Tanner, I'll turn the call back to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Riches. And in wrapping up, first, I just want to say thank you for that training. I'm not sure that I'm grateful for you explaining how terrible I was at making those videos. And I hope those don't still exist. I remember. Folks, let me just add to what Mr. Rich has just said, because what he talked about this evening is so important to your business, so critical to your business. And some of you, as you're taking notes, you might be saying, well, golly, this sounds like a lot of skill to acquire. And it is. Now, the good news is you can acquire that skill. You can collapse that time frame by doing a lot of this very quickly. So the more of these types of calls you make, the sooner, the better you will get. That's number one. Number two is you have to understand the end game is to have distributed leadership across the continent. Distributed leadership. I want to give you an example. Mr. Richards said Jim Tanner was not a great promoter, but he developed the skills. Well, in developing the skills, first, I was going to events, so I was excited about the events I was going to. I was able to develop the skills to tell other people why they would be excited, why they would get value out of the events that I wanted them to go to. But when you go one step forward, when it starts to move away from you, when it starts to engage the leverage aspect of our business, when the business becomes more passive, now you get into a situation where you have people in a leadership position building their teams, going to their events, bringing people to their events, promoting events on behalf of the team. As a matter of fact, on any given Saturday, I am finding myself talking on the phone to people in a car going to a Super Saturday somewhere outside of where I live. Someone in my organization bringing their new associates, their prospects to an event, getting their people in front of these incredible leaders that Legal Shield makes available at no cost to you and I. They don't ask us to rent the hotel room, the AV equipment. They don't ask us to pay for the tickets or to organize the event. They don't ask us to fly in the speakers or to put them up in a hotel. All they ask us to do is leverage these incredible events. And they continue to put them on through great effort, energy, and time of local leadership. And we get to leverage all of that. But as Mr. Rich has reminded you, those events go on whether we leverage them or not. And this weekend, when these events, especially in Chicago and Birmingham, when these events happen, if we don't put some effort and energy into getting folks into those events, if we're not calling, because you might be thinking, well, I don't have people in those markets. Who can you call tonight? Who can you text at the end of this call and ask them this simple question? Hey, who do you know in Birmingham? Hey, who do you know in Illinois? Who can you introduce me to in Birmingham? I'm expanding my business. And it's critically important that I get in touch with some folks within the next 24 hours. You see, that's aggressively leveraging important information that's going to be coming out of these events. And again, Mr. Richards did such a great job talking about all of this. We have to embrace this incredible skill because it is the skill that pays the most money. There's so many examples in the sports world, but the promoters make more money than the boxers or the MMA fighters or whatever example you want to give, and they don't have to get punched in the face. So let that be also part of your motivation to promote, to embrace the skills that Mr. Richards talked about this evening, and to understand that this is not theory. This is practical information on exactly how you build an independent professional group, organization, that is independent of you. They don't necessarily need you at every step in the future. They don't need to call you and check in with you about every little thing. They become very independent as professionals, and they grow their businesses. They build their membership base. They build their sales force, all part of your organization, creating distributed leadership across the continent. I hope you want that for yourself and your business. And if you do, you are on the right call. We'll be right back here next Monday evening and Monday morning as well, of course, with our B2B support call as well. Remember, in closing, that this is the run-up to the end of the month of January. When we come together next week, we will be in February. This month will be over. Check your performance club points. Check in with your team leaders and make sure that everybody has their performance club points in place, whether that's PC or PC Pro. Our executive directors, make sure you know where you are on executive director qualification for the month and maintain your power team status for our power team EDs. Maintain your qualification for the executive director banquet, everything good that comes out of knowing your numbers. If you need any help, please reach out to your leadership. We're here to help you finish the month of January strong. Thank you so much to Mr. Mark Riches, to Alicia Thompson, to Marissa, and everybody that's joined us on the call this evening. Good night.